Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640 Conway Show. A little late getting the start here, so let's get right into it with Dr. Ray Kasheri. Dr. Ray, a pulmonologist out of St. Joe's in Orange. Dr. Ray, I read a stat today that really bothered me. And the stat was we need to be at seven infections or seven illnesses per 100,000 people or less, and we're at eight. Doctor, does that mean that just one more person was sick and that's why everything is closed down? Tell me that ain't so.
I think that's so, Tim.
Oh! It's driving me crazy.
I think that's so. Yeah.
And by the way, doctor, who came up with these guidelines? Was this some other country that we adopted it, or did we make up our own?
The concept, no, it wasn't just one person, you know, because there's more than 100,000 people in L.A. But basically, the concept is that at a certain rate of infection, the virus has a lot of people out there spreading the virus to other people. And the concept then is that people who are uninfected without immunity can be exposed by virtue of mathematics to someone with the virus. So therefore, these artificial sort of categories have been established. And when it falls below seven, the chances of spreading the virus goes down. So it's all arbitrary. It's artificial. It is based on prior experience with other viral entities. And we know, by the way, that it is true. I mean, you know, when the cases go up, it's more likely you're going to encounter somebody with COVID, and therefore the spread is faster. Now, the thing that people need to understand is that the basic rules of COVID don't change, even though the cases go up. So the cases could be high, but if you are physically distant, you stay 3 feet away from somebody, you stay outdoors, you avoid, obviously, if somebody's sick, you avoid that person, you wear a mask. If you do those things, even though the case rate goes up, you're going to be fine. Right. And you know, you don't need to really panic or worry. Certainly, if you're less than 50, you probably don't need to panic or worry, because even if you were to get COVID, your chance of doing extremely well is very high. But if you are over 65, you're a vulnerable person, and you do need to be careful. But you know what to do.
Right. You should know what to do by now.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, I saw a report that people don't seem to know that.
Oh, my God.
You know, they interviewed all these people and then published a study. People are still very confused about this disease. For example, they overestimate how dangerous it is to young people, and they underestimate how dangerous it is to old people. For the life of me, I cannot understand how that's possible, that they don't know that.
Yeah,
but your audience does.
No,
God knows your audience does. We have said it so many times on this show.
Yeah, look, if somebody in this audience doesn't get it, it's time for them to change stations, right, and move on.
Oh my God!
But doctor, that's true. And you know, when it comes to COVID and, you know, COVID-19, it's amazing how some states have opened up schools, opened up barbershops, opened up hair salons or nail places. And yet we're still under this very strict, you know, sort of archaic government of everyone has to stay inside and do nothing. And it seems like it's two different worlds, two different countries.
Yeah, the states that have opened up have not done poorly. They've done very well. And in fact, there are countries like Sweden that never had a lockdown, and now their fatality rate's about the same as the rest of Europe. In fact, the rest of Europe is now seeing an increase, and Sweden is not seeing that increase. And right. one of the theories is that Sweden has hit some kind of herd immunity, and they're therefore doing better. So,
and they didn't damage their economy.
And they their economy went down 8.3%, but the rest of Europe went down like 30%. So right. yeah, they didn't damage their economy like the rest of Europe did.
Right, but doctor, look, I mean, it can you run into a bunch of people every day, right? And the average guy you run into on a daily basis is kind of dopey, right? And that means 50% of the people who we also run in today are even dopier than that guy. So people are rather dumb and they're rather isolated. And so you have to keep telling them what to do and tell them what to do. For instance, here's a great example. We run we ran a PSA on this station. This is a high scale, high end audience. These are 35 to 55 year old people with money, right? And we ran an ad on this station asking people not to empty their black water tanks from their boats into the ocean. Don't S in the ocean is what the PSA said. And we ran that for a year.
Right. And?
And I'm saying you have to, when you say that people aren't informed, you're absolutely right. People ignore so much crap in this world. And that's what leads us to people getting sick.
Yeah, I think repetition. They have to hear it, and they have to hear it, and they have to hear it, and they have to hear it from multiple sources, and then eventually they believe it.
Right, but there are two, like Doug Steckler, my old partner, used to say there are two types of people in this world, Doc, and everyone falls into one of these two categories. They're either slow learners or non-learners.
That's good. I like that.
That was great. All right. We unfortunately have to take a break. We're going to come back. I got some questions from the audience, including one here that wants to know about the effects of the smoke in the air. And then that's from Angela. And then we have another one from a listener as well. So Dr. Ray Kasher is with us every Monday and Thursday.
Tim,
he's the best. Yes, sir.
Tim, we do need to talk about some new developments in terms of vaccine and treatment. So we need to do that when you get back to it.
We'll do that as well. All right, we got a full segment coming up with Dr. Ray. We're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. And Dr. Ray Kasher is with us. Let's get right back into it. Doctor, a quick question from an audience member and then right back to you with your vaccine talk. How does smoke affect kids? Are these parents taking the little ones outside, unknowingly putting their kiddos' health at risk in the long run, like potentially making them more prone to asthma or other lung disease? I see kids playing outside every day in this smoke. It's scary to me. Is it scary or do I need to relax? Love, Angela.
Yeah, Angela, I think it's scary. If the air quality management air quality index is above 100, I think that the air is questionable at that point. And I think it's been higher than that periodically. I think right now, today, it's actually a little lower than that, and I wouldn't worry as much. In San Francisco last week, it was 272, and I think it went down to like 197. So what's the deal with kids? The deal with kids is that kids have they ventilate, they move more air in their lungs per unit body surface area than adults. And this is especially true with infants and very young children, the ages 1, 2, and so on. So they're moving a lot of air in their lungs. And that's a concern because the more air you move, the more likely you're going to inhale pollutants. So I would say that when the air is real bad like this, I would try to keep kids indoors. I think light exercise is okay.
Right.
Because you're not breathing that deeply and you're not moving that much air in and out. But heavy-duty exercise where people get short of breath, I think should be avoided.
All right, vaccine time, Doc. What do you say? What do you know?
Oh, there's some good stuff going on out there. Okay, number one, Lilly released information, releases yesterday and the day before. And what they basically said is they have a new monoclonal antibody. It's actually a piece of a monoclonal antibody. It's only 10% of the whole thing. And you can give it intravenously to treat people with COVID-19. this is huge because we need things to treat the people with COVID.
Right.
So that, you know, we prevent them from getting on ventilators. And this drug looks very promising. There's actually two of them.
Wow.
They both look promising. And that'll prevent a lot of people from getting into an ICU and going on ventilators. So that's number one.
Good.
Number two is that, you know, the director of Pfizer came, the CEO of Pfizer came out and said he thinks that their study is going to wrap up in late October and they're going to submit it to the FDA. Well, that is huge because they wouldn't be coming out and saying that unless they were, they must have terrific results. And
right.
the terrific results must be very low side effect profile, very high efficacy. And the other hint on that is that they are now expanding the drug, the vaccine trial, to include teenagers and people with HIV. There is
oh, wow.
no way they would be doing that if there was any questionable data at all. Because
right.
you wouldn't give your vaccine to somebody, for example, who's immunocompromised like an HIV patient, or somebody who's more vulnerable like a teenager to side effects. So what that means is the fact that they're expanding their profile means that they must have an extremely low side effect profile, extremely high efficacy, and they feel confident that they can expand it to these populations. So that to me is really good news.
That's great news. I mean, look,
yeah.
I love the fact that this is private industry at its best. If we left it up to the government where they have no competition, it may have taken 10 or 15 years, but these private companies know they've got to put as many men and women on this 24 hours a day as quickly as they can, because there's going to be one winner at the end.
Tim, I have a statistic for you.
Right. I got one for you.
Drugs, oh, okay. Which one goes first?
You go ahead. I got to make mine up.
All right. Of all the drugs in use in the United States, what percentage were developed by private enterprise?
Ooh, interesting. What a great question. Okay, of all the drugs in the world?
No, in the United States. Well, you
okay.
could probably do it in the world, but I don't know that data. So
okay.
it's in the United States.
Okay, I would say 70%.
92%.
Wow.
I know.
That's great.
I know. And when I hear people talking about how we have to do away with big pharma and
That's
all that
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
I go,
by the way,
okay.
if you're a big anti-pharma guy, you're in the back of the line for getting this COVID shot. All right, here's a stat for you.
Well,
I saw
it
today.
I heard a lot of people talking about how, you know, the vaccine, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I don't understand those people. I want the vaccine because we really need herd immunity. We need to be done with this thing.
That's right.
And if that vaccine is safe and effective, I'll look at the data as soon as it comes out, and I'll come on your show and tell people what I'm going to do. And, that you know, I am very, very anxious to get this vaccine and get
That's
this
right.
COVID episode behind us.
Yeah, so I'm with you. All right, one quick stat here. It has to do with COVID.
Okay.
Right? It's COVID-related. I looked this up today. What is the global
okay.
rate for washing your hands after using the toilet? Not urinating,
oh.
but I think you know what I mean. What's the global rate washing your hands after using the toilet? What percent?
You want me to guess? I bet this is disgustingly low. Okay, I'm going to say 30%. I really don't know.
20%.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
That means eight out of every 10 hands you shake, some guy has just come from the can and is laying a high five on you.
That Woo! Is terrible.
That's horrible.
I don't know.
Really appreciate you coming on, Doctor. Have a great weekend, and maybe we'll do crazy stats on Thursday at the end of every segment.
All right,
or the end of your
good.
Segment. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, Tim.
All right, care.
You're the best, man. Dr. Ray Kasheri, thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Oh man, that guy's a beautiful man. I love that dude. All right, we have a pretty big shoe for you tonight. Of course, we are welcoming Danny Max here, who is doing news. And Danny, you do know news on weekends, is that correct?
I'm the Sunday guy, yeah.
The Sunday guy.
Yep.
By the way, what a great opportunity for you to lose the X and put an SK up there and you're Danny Mask. I mean, in this big COVID thing, you're hired to do the PSAs. You know, that's who you are. You're Danny Mask.
Well, what's funny is Brian Suits, I think his first time in the year, I think he took off the X, and I think it was just Danny Mack. So I'm developing some nicknames
that's
around here. But I'm grateful to be working with you guys. And yeah, thank you so much.
Excellent. All right. Then we'll come back. We have the executive director of the Mount Wilson Observatory. He's at the Bobcat Fire. His name is Tom. And he'll come on with us. We're live on KFIM 640.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.